说我们要讲什么。
Lord, we want to thank you again for your kindness to us. You're wonderful. You've given us time in the Word of God. You give us good hope. We thank you.
今年这个今年我们很好。
You have for your people.
所以我们现在开始，今天就是先教我们这个爱心那些啊。
老白没有声音。听不到声音。
网络有问题，我这边听不到。
我也听不到。这可能录音造成的还是怎么？哎，Harold也下去了，是怎么搞的？
要不要重新开始？
不知道呢，不知道他们在干嘛。
是的，是的，刚才一直有噪音干扰，是的哈。
对，
我这也是，
对，我从祷告就没就没听见就。
对对，从祷告就开始有噪音了，没事没事，别担心，等等吧。
现在应该正常了。
All right. So, the first thing we note is that God is not in favor of perpetual slavery.
现在就是说我们首先呢就是要讲的是神呢他呢并不是说是喜爱奴隶制度。
So the grace of God is that the Hebrew slave would serve only a maximum of 6 years, and in the 7th year, he would go free.
因为神的这个律法呢，就是、说是这些奴隶呢，他做奴隶最长时间不要超过七年，第七年呢，他就会自由了。
And the logic is that God intends his people to be free people rather than enslaved people, and that's the grace of God.
所以呢，就是神的逻辑呢，就是他的人呢，他的子民宁愿是作为自由的人，而不是去做奴隶。
Verse 3, if he comes in by himself, he shall go out by himself. If he comes in married, then his wife shall go out with him.
第三节说，他若孤身来，就可以孤身去；他若结婚了，那么他的妻就可以同他出去。
So, oftentimes slavery developed, both the man and the woman would be in slavery.
所以呢，通常呢，这个奴隶呢，就是发展成那个男的、女的都成了奴隶。
But verse 4 says, if his master has given him a wife, and she has borne him sons or daughters, the wife and her children shall be her master's, and he shall go out by himself. But if the servant plainly say, I love my master, my wife, and my children, I will not go out free, then his master shall bring him to the judges, he shall also bring him to the door, or to the doorpost, and his master shall pierce his ear with an awl, and he shall serve him forever.
第四节，刚才读四到六节。第四节说，他主人若给他妻子，他给他生了儿女、儿子或者女儿，妻子和他的孩子们都要归他的主人，他要独自出去。第五节说，如果仆人明说我爱我的主人和我的妻子、孩子们，不愿意自由出去，那么他的主人就带他到审判官那里，又要带他到门前，靠近了门框，用锥子穿他的耳朵，他就永远服侍他。
Now, if you're like me, you read these verses and you end up with lots of questions.
所以如果你像我一样，你读了这些经文以后呢，你会出现很多的问题。
And the first set of answers comes like this. God never intended any of his servants to be slaves.
所以呢，就是说这个逻辑这样的，就是神呢，从来没有想让他的子民呢成为奴隶。
But if in fact they did become slaves, there was a ruling as to how they should be treated.
所以这个呢，就事实上，如果他们真的成了奴隶的话呢，这么有些规则应该去怎么样对待他们。
So, if a man in his slavery, finds that he is given a wife by his master, and they have children, the master has the rights to the wife and the children.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是事实上呢，如果一个人做了奴隶，他的主人呢给他了妻子，他妻子又生了孩子，那么说呢，他的妻子和孩子呢应该是属于他的主人的。
And I sit back and I say, I don't know that I like that.
我坐下
That's pretty hard.
我坐下一想呢，我就说呢，我认为我不喜欢这个，可能太难了。
Was that fair?
这公平吗
？And the answer is, if the man saw a girl and said I wanted to marry her, he might have to wait a few years until he was a free man in order to marry her.
所以呢，这个事实上，如果说有一个人呢，看见一个女孩呢，他说他喜欢她，喜欢她的话呢，如果他想娶她的话，那他有可能呢，要等好几年，等他自由了再娶她。
If he married her as a free man, he would be free. If he married her because his master gave him a wife,That's a totally different story.
如果呢，他是个作为一个自由人呢，娶了她呢，他们两个都是自由的。如果他的主人给了他一个妻子呢，那这故事就完全不同了。
In our day, very often a man meets a woman and says, "I'd like to marry you."
那我们当今的时候呢，通常呢，就是一个男人碰到一个女人说呢，我想娶你。
She says to him wisely, "Are you earning enough money to give me food?"
但那如果足够聪明的话呢，他会说呢，你赚的钱足够我吃饭的吗
？He says, "No, I don't earn any money. I'm going to university."
他说不，我也不赚任何钱，我现在在上大学。
So what do they decide to do?
他们决定怎么做
？Get married after he graduates.
在他毕业以后再结婚。
That's not a bad thing.
这不是个坏事。
So he could have this man could have said, "I will marry this girl after I cease being a slave."
所以这个人呢，他可以这样说呢，这个女的呢，在我呢，就是说是奴隶结束以后再娶她。
But in this case, if he married a woman that was given to him by his master, then the woman was the master's and the children were the master's.
如果呢，他呢就是娶了这个他主人给他的妻子，那么妻子是那个就是主人的，孩子们也是主人的。
Now, if he does marry her and he continues as a slave, then he has the choice. He either continues to live with her and her family, or they become the masters. And if he says, I don't want to get rid of my wife and my children, I will follow them, then he will say, first of all, I love my master, my wife, my children, I will not go out free.
这个里面，如果这个人呢，他奴隶呢，真的娶了妻子的孩子以后，的话呢，在这种情况下，如果他爱他的妻子，爱他的孩子们呢，爱他的主人，他不愿意自己独自做自由人的话呢，他就说呢，我就继续做奴隶。
So in this instance, verse 5, it begins with, I love my master.
所以呢，这个在第五节呢，在这个情况下呢，他开始说呢，我爱我的主人。
Why would he love his master?
他为什么爱他的主人呢？
Well, in part because he had given her a wife.
一部分原因是他给了他一个妻子。
So it's reasonable for him to say, I love my master and my wife and my children.
所以呢，就是这是比较合理的。他说呢，我爱我的主人，爱我的妻子和孩子。
And when you marry, you are responsible for your marriage and the implications of your marriage.
所以呢，就是说，如果你结婚了，就是说你要对你的婚姻呢负责，也要这个婚姻呢它的那个意义你也要。
So when this man married, he realized the implications, and it was, I'm either going to have to continue to live with this woman, or I'm going to go back free, and but if I do, I won't have my wife.
就在这个里面呢，他知道了这个就是说是意味着什么。他说呢，如果那个就是我要成为自由人，我离开的话呢，我会呢失去我的妻子和孩子们。
So, is it wrong for me to suggest that before they got married, they had a lot of important decisions to make?
以这个对我来说呢，就是说是认为呢，在他们结婚之前呢，他们要有很多重要的决定要做出来。
All through these passages, you will find an emphasis on the responsibility of the man and the woman in Israeli society.
其实是所有的这些文章里面呢，你就会发现，在那个以色列人中间的他们男人、女人呢，在他们的社会里要负起的责任。
Have you ever heard of a man and a woman getting together, not fully following, not fully understanding the responsibilities?
你有没有发现呢？有个男的或者个女的呢？他们呢，在一起以后呢，他们并不完全遵守这样的规则，负起责任来了。
Why do they live together without being married?
他们为什么住在一起不结婚呢
？Because they refuse the responsibility of their relationship.
因为他们拒绝负起他们这样的关系上的责任。
And God says shame on them.
神说呢，你们要感到羞耻。
So in this case, the man says, I want to live up to my responsibilities. I want my wife. I want my children. And I'm happy to work for my master.
这个里面，在这个情况下呢，这个人说呢，就说是我要就是负起我的责任。我呢，爱我的主人，爱我的妻子孩子，要和妻子孩子住在一起。
And so they go through a ceremony.
所以他们来举行一个仪式。
And they go to the door. And the master has an awl, and he drives the awl through the ear of the servant.
所以呢，就是说他们呢，就是说是走到那个门框那里，门框那里那个主人呢带了一个锥子，他们用这个锥子呢把他的耳朵呢，对着那个门框刺穿。
And that hole in the ear indicates that this man has been totally devoted to his master.
你这个呢，人呢，在他耳朵上这个洞呢，就是说告诉我们呢，这个人呢，他完完全全献给了他的主人。
If you had a bad master, a bad slave master, would you go through a thing like that?
如果你有个坏的，就是奴隶主，或者说你有这样个主人，你愿意进行这种情况吗？
If the master were bad, you'd say to the girl, No, we're not getting married until I'm free.
所以呢，如果那个主人是个坏主人呢，你跟那个女孩说呢，我们现在不结婚，到我自由了再结。
And if the master weren't good, she wouldn't marry him anyway.
所以呢，就是说是如果那个主人不好，这个人呢也这个女的也不会嫁给这个人。
So the hole in the ear then signifies devotion, permanent devotion to the master.
所以这个里面的耳朵上这个洞呢，就是表明了他的一个永久的奉献，献给这个他的主人。
Now this theme is picked up in scripture elsewhere. There's a delightful verse that simply says, Thine ear hast thou opened, mine ear hast thou opened.
所以这些东西呢，这个非常的令人欣慰的这个真理呢，在圣经里其他的方式呢，其他地方也在重复说呢，我的耳朵呢向你敞开。
That quotation is in the context of the word of God. The ear, my ear is open to hear the words of my master, the Lord, through the Bible.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是这个是针对这个引用是针对神的话的来说，就是说是我的耳朵呢开放给我的主人，就是神的话。
So you and I come to the Lord Jesus.
你我来到主耶稣这里。
We often come to him as slaves.
我们通常来到他面前的时候是奴隶。
Because we're sinners, and we got dropped into slavery.Because of our sin.
因为我们都是罪人，我们陷入了这个奴隶，就是因为我们的罪。
But he continues to bless us, and we say, I don't want a new master. I want Jesus to be my master. And we take our ears and we say, Lord, I want you to fill my ears. I give my ears to you. I give my life to you. I want you to be my Lord.
因为他爱我们，所以呢，我们说呢，我们不想要其他的主人，所以呢，我们把我们的耳朵呢向主耶稣敞开，我要主呢做我的主人，我要他永远做我的主人。
So is the Lord in favor of slavery?
你们喜欢奴隶制吗？
Not really. What he is in favor of is the responsibility of us all to live life so we're not enslaved.
所以这个里面呢，他并不喜欢这个奴隶制，他所要的是呢，我们要把我们人生的责任都负起来，这样呢，我们就不会成为奴隶。
But in the context of sin, we're enslaved to sin, and what we say then is, I love my master, I'm going to keep serving him.
所以呢，就是说是这个里面呢，就是从这个上下文关系来讲呢，就是说我们都是罪人，所以我们都是罪的奴隶，所以呢，我们想要服侍我们的主人，我们。
All right, so welcome, Sherry. We're glad you're here today.
Yeah, 欢迎 Sherry, 我们非常高兴你今天来。
So Sherry, it's Exodus chapter 21, and we're reading verse 6.
因为跟先生讲，我们是出埃及记21章，我们在读第六节。
Now just a few thoughts on the hole in the ear.
现在我们还有几个想法关于那个耳朵上的孔。
The Bible talks a lot about earrings.
圣经谈到很多耳环。
And not always in the most favorable context.
其实不是在一些比较好的那种上下文的关系里面。
And in particular.In our generation, men often end up wearing earrings.
所以特别的是在我们这一代人呢，很多人呢，通常呢也戴男的也戴耳环。
Often as a sign of their dedication to sin.
通常呢是个标志，是因为呢他们喜欢罪。
In the Old Testament, the hole in the ear was a sign of their dedication to their master.
因为就是说，在那个旧约里面呢，就是这是一个标准呢，他们爱他们的主人。
And now they're bold enough to say, My master is sin.
现在他们呢，足够的胆大说呢，就是说是我的主人是罪。
And the men who seek to wear these earrings or pierce their ears and wear earrings are bold enough to say, I'm a sinner and I'm proud of my sin.
其实这当今这些男人戴这个耳环呢，他就呢，足够的大胆说呢，就是说是啊，我为我的罪，我是个罪人，我为我的罪感到骄傲。
This is the second day of Pride Month, isn't it?
Yeah. 所以这是第二天他们那个骄傲的游行。
And the people who are in favor of that say, we love sin.
最喜欢那些的人说呢，我们爱罪。
And so they use the hole in the ear as a sign to the fact that their master is sin rather than God. How tragic.
因为他们实际上是用他们在耳朵上的一个洞来说我的罪人呢，我的主人是罪而不是神，多么大的悲剧。
Verse 7.
第七节。
And if a man sells his daughter to be a maidservant,She shall not go out as the men servants do.
第七节说呢，一个人若卖他的女儿做女仆，女仆不可像男仆那样出去。
Why would a man sell his daughter to be a maid servant?
为什么一个人要把他的女儿卖做女仆呢？
Well, probably because he was deeply in debt.
有可能呢，他欠了很多债。
How did he get to be in debt?
他怎么样欠那么多债呢？
Well, there's really two reasons. Number one is he didn't work very hard.
那肯定是两个原因。第一个呢，就是他不努力工作。
Number two, because he made foolish business decisions.
第二个是呢，他做出了愚蠢的做生意的决定。
Usually, not always, but usually debt is a sign of some weakness on the person who is in debt.
所以这个里面呢，在通常呢，就是不是总是，就是说这个欠债呢，总是这个人呢，他在欠债过程中，因为他自己的软弱。
So this verse 7 could simply be reading, "Man, don't get into a position where you've got to sell your daughter. What a terrible thing!"
所以这个经文呢，今天基本上告诉我们，你作为一个人呢，不要把自己不要让自己到那种卖女儿的地步了，这是个多么可怕的。
Live responsibly.
你要去负起责任来。
Now, if you go downtown today, along Hastings Street, and you visit the homeless, what will you find about all of them?
如果你走到市中心的话，你走到那个喜事店街上，你看到那些流浪汉的话呢，你知道他们对他们有多少了解了。
They abandoned responsible living.
所以他们完全的放弃了所有的责任。
They love sin.
他们爱罪。
And they love a slovenly lifestyle.
他们呢就是喜欢这种一种完全的浪费的人生。
Don't get there. Don't go there.It's all very simple.
所以不要到那个地步，也不要走到那个地步，非常简单。
So verse 8 now says, if this woman who sold into slavery, if she does not please her master who has betrothed her to himself, then he shall let her be redeemed. He shall have no right to sell her to a foreign people since he has dealt deceitfully with her.
第八节说，主人选定他归自己，若不喜欢他，就要许他赎身。主人既然用诡诈待他，就没有权柄卖给外邦人。
So the logic here appears to be that this woman, this man, sold his daughter in order to be someone else's wife.
所以在这个里面的逻辑是，这个人呢卖他的女儿呢，是想卖给某个人呢做妻子。
I don't know where those thoughts come from.It doesn't please me very much.
所以我不知道这个想法从哪里来的，我非常不喜欢。
If I had a daughter, how much do you think I'd be willing to sell her for?
所以呢，就是如果我有个女儿，你认为呢，我要把她卖出多高的价钱才卖呢？
$1,000?
1,000块钱。
$100,000?
10万。
What's going on here?
这里发生了什么？
What a shameful man.
这个人多么的羞耻。
And he sold his daughter so that she could be the wife of this slave master or the wife of this slave master's son, as we shall see.
现在他把他女儿卖了，卖了呢，就是这个有可能是卖给这个女人做妻子，或者这个主人的儿子做妻子。
Verse 9, and if he has betrothed her to her son, he shall deal with her according to the custom of daughters. If he takes another wife, he shall not diminish her food, her clothing, and her marriage rights.
也就是说，主人又把她许配给自己的儿子，就当待她如同女儿。若她另娶一个妻子，那女子的食物、衣服并婚姻的本分仍不可减少。
And if he does not do these three for her, then she shall go out free without paying money.
第十一节，若不向他行这三样，他就可以不用钱赎，白白的出去。
So, this is not saying God is in favor of slavery.
这个并不是说呢，神呢喜欢奴隶制。
But he is saying if there is slavery, there's got to be equity in it and shame on that person who insisted on slavery, sold himself into slavery, or sold his daughter or his family into slavery.
所以这个真的，如果有奴隶制度的出现呢，那么说呢，里面呢就应该有一些规则。那么说呢，这个如果说这个里面的这个卖自己的孩子做奴隶的，或者是那种去强把人家带成奴隶的，他们应该感到羞愧。Now
the other side of this story is also important.
这个故事的另一面呢，同样也是重要的。And
that is that that we must live lives so responsible that we don't fall into slavery.
所以我们必须呢，极端的在我们的人生里负责，这样呢，我们就不会成为奴隶。
I sometimes read of an arsonist.
An
arsonist, someone who sets a fire. Sets a fire. Arsonist.
所以呢，他就说是他自己通常想到呢，就是纵火的这个问题。Okay,
somebody's driving through the country and he's smoking a cigarette and he throws it out the window.
所以有些人呢，就是在那个郊区那开车，开车呢他在抽烟，然后把那个烟头呢就扔从车厢里扔出去了。And
it lands in the field and that field over time gets hot and all of a sudden that fire breaks out and that field is burned up.
然后呢，他那个烟头呢就落在那个草地上，那草地上呢，就是一会儿不断的温度加深，最后呢，整个草地都被烧掉了。And
then another, and the fire grows and grows and grows.
然后那个火呢就不断的发展。And
you find the man who lit the fire.
所以呢，你发现那个就是点火这个人。What
should that man do?
那那个人应该怎么做呢？
He reaches in his pocket and he says, well, this first field was worth $10,000 and the next one was at those trees were worth $20,000. So here's $200,000. I will pay the bill because I caused that fire.
所以那个人呢，他应该把他的钱包掏出来说，这片地呢值1万块钱，那些树呢值2万块钱，所以呢这些所有的烧过的一共是20万，我会把这个钱付。
But if the fire goes further and the bill isn't $200,000, the bill is $20 million.
所以呢，如果那个火不断的烧，那么这个账单呢不是20万，而是成了2000万。
Then what would happen?
那么然后怎么办？
But what should happen is that man should be sold into slavery.
应该发生是这个人呢应该被卖作奴隶。
And you take all the money the man has.
你要把那个人所有他有的钱都收回来。
And then you make him a slave.
然后把他变成奴隶。
And he pays for everything. He pays and pays and pays. If he's got a son, what happens to the son?
因为他要不断的付账，那么如果呢，他一个儿子，在他儿子身上又会发生什么呢？
The son becomes a slave too.
那个儿子也要变成奴隶。
What happens to the daughter?
那女儿呢？
The daughter becomes a slave too.
女儿也要成为奴隶。
What does that man decide as he's driving down the road thinking of those implications?
所以呢，如果呢，就是说是那个人呢，在路上开车，他想起这样的后果，他会怎么样？
He says, "I better quit smoking.
他说呢，我应该戒烟。
I could get into real, my whole family could get into trouble on this."
所以我呢，可以陷入甚至我整个家庭呢，都会陷入大麻烦。
Our society sometimes says sin is wrong. Often it says sin is not wrong, but very, very rarely does our society say there must be restitution. You must pay for your sin.
所以呢，就是说我们的社会呢，通常呢，他们呢，就是说是说有些罪是错，但是他们通常呢，不是说有些罪不是错的，但是我们从来没有说呢，你要有那样的补偿。
So the law of God is that there must be payment for sin.
所以神的法律说呢，就是罪呢，你必须要付账。
Now, did you see the fine print? See if I can find it in the middle of verse 8.
你们大家看到在那个第八节的中间。
It says, if she does not please her master, who is betrothed her to himself, then he shall let her be redeemed.
这个里面呢，就是说是第八节说，那主人显定他归自己，若不喜欢他，就要许他赎身。
If you had a daughter who was sold into slavery and you got a really good job and you started to earn some money, what would you do with the money that you earned?
这个里面呢，如果你把你的女儿卖作奴隶，然后你找到一个很好的工作，赚到很多钱，那么是你准备用你赚的钱去做什么了？
Would you go on a cruise in the Mediterranean Sea?
你是不是要去坐个游轮去那个地中海游一下呢？
Or would you redeem your daughter out of slavery?
或者说你把你的女儿从那个奴隶下呢给赎出来了？
And so God says you got to start doing the right thing.
所以神说呢，你要开始做对的事情。
God's laws demand correctness. They demand responsibility. And if you do things wrong, you must bear the consequences of what is wrong.
所以神的律法呢，他要求呢，就是说是你要负起责任来，就是说如果你做错了什么事情以后呢，你必须要偿还。
Or you let someone else redeem you, and you say, Lord Jesus, would you please help me? And he saves you and begins to move you out of those terrible circumstances.
或者呢，就是说是你让其他的人救赎你，你说主耶稣基督啊，我现在陷入到这样的麻烦，他会把你那样从那种境况下把你拯救出来。
All right, well, these things are not common in our day, not because they shouldn't happen in our day. We just have laws that prevent slavery, but we don't have laws that demand restitution and that demand I can't think of the next word, so I'm going to drop it.
这里面呢，我们当今的社会呢，就是说是它呢，并不一定在我们这里经常会出现奴隶，因为我们当今的社会制度呢，就是说是它阻止就是禁止奴隶制度。那么说呢，这样的话呢，就是说是，但是我们当今的社会呢，它并不一定就是说是要求你要去补偿，所以这个下面一个他没想出来就不说。
So the question is justice required?
你现在问题是那个公平是要求的吗？
Verse 12, he who strikes a man so that he dies shall surely be put to death.
所以呢，第十二节说呢，就是打人以致打死的，必要把他致死。
We call that in our day capital punishment.
因为我们今天呢，把这个称之为就是一个惩罚。
And that is the proper consequence to follow murder. If a man murders another, he himself should be murdered. That's the law that should be in the land.
所以这个里面呢，就是在这个社会里呢，是一个非常的，就是说是正当的做法。如果一个人呢，把他把别人打死了，对他的惩罚呢，他也要被杀死。
Verse 13, but if he did not lie in wait, but God delivered him into his hand, then I will appoint you for you a place where he may flee.
第十三节说，若一个人不是埋伏着杀人，而是神交到他手中，我就设一个地方，他可以往那里逃跑。
So the Bible makes a distinction between premeditated murder and what we call manslaughter, killing a man without the intention of killing him.
这个里面呢，就是说，这个里面做出了一个区别，区别就是说是一个预先的设想好的去谋杀和另外一个误杀，就是说他杀这个人呢，并不是他有意要杀的。
And so if in fact a man dies not because you intended to kill him, but he died because of an accident, then you were to flee to a place where you could find protection from God.
如果一个人呢，他呢，就是因为你而死，但是你并没有想要杀死他，而是一个发生了一个事故。那么说呢，他死了，这个时候呢，神就有个地方，你应该往那里逃跑。Verse
14, but if a man acts with premeditation against his neighbor to kill him with guile or to kill him with purpose, you shall take him from my altar that he may die. There's no place of safety, even the altar of God.
所以第十四节说呢，但一个人若任意用诡计杀了他的邻居，就是逃到我的坛里面，也当把他捉去，把他致死。对于这样一个人呢，说呢没有安全的地方，甚至神的祭坛那里也不是。
All right, verse 15, do you agree with it?
所以第十五节，你同意吗？
He who strikes his father or his mother shall surely be put to death.
就打自己父母的，必要把他致死。
A boy gets angry and he pulls out his fist and he hits his father or mother. What do you do with him?
所以一个小孩呢，他感到愤怒，他把他的拳头呢，就打他的父亲或者母亲，应该怎么治他？
You say, Johnny, you shouldn't have done that.
你说，Johnny，你不能这么做。
No, you don't. You take the boy out and you kill him.
所以你不是那么说，你把这个男孩呢，就是带出去，把他给杀了。
You say, but my father didn't treat me right.
你说呢，就是说我父亲对我不好。Doesn't
matter how he treated you. He's your father. You do not hit your father.
不管他怎么对待你，他是你的父亲，你不应该打你的父亲。But
my mother didn't give me a good supper.
我妈妈没有给我吃好的晚餐。So
I said, Mommy, I wanted.
所以我说，妈妈，我想要。Take
him outside.
把他打。Kill him. 把他带出去给杀了。What
would happen if we had that in our society today?
那如果我们今天这个社会也这样实行，会发生什么？
There'd be a lot fewer bad boys.
就是很少有坏孩子了。
For some reason, we believe that we live in a society where individuals are not responsible for their actions. God said, you are responsible. There's some things you must never do. You never hit your father or your mother. Never.
这个里面呢，就我们当今的社会呢，就是为什么会出现这样一些情况呢？因为我们的当今社会说，你个人呢，就是不必有时候不需要负责任为你自己的行为。但神说，有些事情呢，你永远不能做，就是包括你打你的父母。I,
by the way, I don't believe I've ever read in scripture of that particular law being enforced.
所以顺便说一下，我在圣经里从来没有读到这样一个特别的律法被执行过。But
it's God's law, whether it's enforced or not.
但是它是神的，就神的律法，不管它执行过还是没执行过。Verse 16.
He who kidnaps a man and sells him, or if he is found in his hand, he shall surely be put to death.
第十六节说，拐带人口，或是把人卖了，或是留在他手中，必要把他致死。So
what is the penalty associated with kidnap?
所以呢，拐卖人口的，就是连带的那种惩罚是什么？
Death.
死。
You don't kidnap people. You don't take them away from their right. You don't say, I'm your boss. I'm going to and put them in your car and drive away. You can't do that. And if you do, when you get caught, you're going to be put to death.
因为你不能去拐带人口，你不能就是说是剥夺别人的权利，你不是说把一个人呢放在你车里把他带走，说我是你的老板了，你不能那么做。如果你那么做了，你要被致死。And
he who curses his father or his mother shall surely be put to death.
咒诅自己父母的必要把他们治死。
What's that mean?
这个什么意思？
You say something, Mother, I wish you were dead. 哇！
所以呢，你跟那个你的母亲说，母亲，我希望你死。哇！
What would you do with that boy?
你对这个男孩应该怎么处理？
You kill him.
我杀了。
We live in a wicked society. We don't care about God's laws anymore. We allow people to do awful things. You don't even have to hit your father and mother. You just say bad things against your father and mother and wish some bad things against them, and you're worthy of death.
在这里面呢，我们当今的社会呢是个邪恶的社会，我们根本就不关心神的立法，就是说我们这些允许那些孩子们呢，他不仅仅说失去诅咒他们的父母，就是打骂他们的父母，甚至呢这些事情呢，就是说如果有人这么做了，他的该死。
Verse 18, if men contend with each other.And one strikes the other with a stone or with his fist, and he does not die, but is confined to his bed. What do you do under those circumstances?
第十八节说，如果人彼此相争，这个用石头或者拳头打那个，不至于死，但躺在床上，这种情况下应该怎么办呢？
Verse 19, but if he rises again and walks outside with his staff, then he who struck him shall be acquitted. He shall only pay for the loss of his time.And shall provide for him to be thoroughly healed.
对第十九节说，若他再能起来扶杖而行，那打他的可算无罪。不过要将他耽误的时间用钱补，赔补，并要将他全然医好。
So men get into a fight.
这两个人打架。
And one man hits the other person and injures him.
所以一个人打另外一个人，把他打伤了。
And so he's got to go to hospital.
接着必须去医院。
Who pays for the hospital bill?
谁呢付医院的账单呢？
The man who hit him.
是打人的人。
And he wasn't able to work for 2 months.
所以他两个月不能上班了。
So who pays his wages for the 2 months?
这两个月的工资谁来付了？
His employer.
他的雇主。
Health insurance.
就是那个医疗保险。
No, the man who hit him.
不是的，是那个打人的人。
What would you do under those circumstances?
你在那种情况下应该怎么做？
You'd stop hitting people, that's what you'd do.
你不要打人，这就是应该做的。
Remember now, God's rule is responsibility. You are responsible for your actions, and you're responsible for the consequences of your actions. And if there's a potential of calamity following your action, don't do it.
这个里面神的那个规则呢，是你要负起责任来，你要为你自己的行动要负责，你为你要产生的后果要负责。如果说呢，你这样去做，这会产生一个灾祸的灾难的后果，你不要去做。
And if a man beats his servant or his maid servant with a rod, so that he dies under his hand, he shall surely be punished.
第二十节，一个人若用棍子打仆人或者女仆，死在他的手下，他必要受刑。
Notwithstanding, if he remains alive a day or two, he shall not be punished, for he is his property.
第二十一节，但若过一两天才死，他就可以不受刑，因为他是用钱买的。
When you read that verse, you say, I guess one thing I don't want to be somebody's slave.
所以你当读到这一节的时候呢，你说呢，有些事情我不想成为某人的奴隶。
If I become his slave, the laws protecting me are far less stringent than if I don't become his slave. I won't do those things that'll cause me possibly to become a slave.
所以呢，你说呢，如果我成为一个奴隶的话，那就是法律对我的保护远远低于，就是我不成为奴隶的那种情况下。所以呢，我不要让我自己陷入那种可能性，成为其他人的奴隶。
Verse 22, if men fight and hurt a woman with child so that she gives birth prematurely, yet no lasting harm follows, he shall surely be punished.Accordingly, as the woman's husband imposes on him, and he shall pay as the judges determine.
要是要接人，人们若将针伤害有孕的妇人，甚至是坠胎，随后却无别害，而伤害她的，总要按妇人的丈夫所要的，照审判官所断的赔偿。
Is there respect for life here?
其实这里对生命是尊重了吗？
Yes.
是的。
And the husband has been deeply hurt by this event, and he says you must pay, and the judges will come along and they will make him pay.
所以这个里面呢，那在这种情况下的这个丈夫呢，深受伤害，所以呢，他说你必须赔偿，赔多少呢？那个法官必须要来呢审断，他到底要赔多少。
But if any lasting harm follows, then you shall give life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burn for burn, wound for wound, stripe for stripe.
这个里面呢，就是刚才23节到25节，23节说，若有别的损害，就要以命偿命，以眼还眼，以牙还牙，以手还手，以脚还脚，以闹还闹，以伤还伤，以打还打。
So if the child is born, and there is a problem with the child, what happens?
如果这个孩子出生了，那么说呢，在这个孩子身上出现一些问题，那么会怎么办？
What if the child is born with a withered hand?
所以呢，如果孩子呢，就是说是出生以后这个手呢枯萎了。
Then you go to the man who was responsible for the accident and you damage his hand.
也就是说你去呢，就是说是找那个为这个事情要负责的，也把他的手打残。
And if the child is born with one eye but not the other, what do you do?
如果那一个孩子呢出生的时候这一只眼睛，另一只眼睛没有，你怎么办？
You go to the man who caused the accident and you simply take his eye out.
你去找就是说是找到那个人，他呢是让这个事故发生的，把他的眼睛剜出来。
What do you think might happen if that were to be enforced?
所以如果这样去执行的话，会发生什么呢？
People would stop fighting.
人们就不会打架了。
And they start treating women with respect.
他们会就是很尊重妇女了。
What a terrible thing.
是一个多么可怕的事情呢？
To go to a woman with child and beat her.
去找一个孕妇打她。
What's all this say about abortion?
这个对那个堕胎有什么说的？
If all this comes on a person who somehow affects the baby, what happens to the person who decides to kill the baby?
所以呢，如果这些都发生呢，就是说是孩子出生后发生一些其他的事情，都有这么样的律法。那么如果他杀了那个孩子会怎么办？
And our society says abortion is our legal right.Everybody has the right to abortion. Of course we have that right.
所以我们的当今的社会说堕胎是每个人的权利，所以我们应该有这样的权利。
And I read somewhere, somebody saying, you know, it's interesting, the Bible says absolutely nothing about abortion. Abortion must be okay.
所以呢，你知道吗？有个人呢，他说呢，他说圣经根本没有谈到那个堕胎，所以堕胎应该是没问题的。
The Bible doesn't say nothing about abortion.Bible says abortion is murder. That's the truth.
圣经并没有说没有讲到堕胎，圣经讲堕胎是谋杀，这是真理。
All right. If a man strikes the eye of his servant or the eye of his maidservant and destroys it, he shall let him go free for the sake of his eye.
第26节，如果一个人打坏了他仆人或者是女仆的一只眼，就要因他的眼放他出去得以自由。
Well, I don't really like that very much.
我不喜欢这个。
Verse 27 says, if he knocks out his servant's tooth, or his maidservant's tooth, he shall let him go free for the sake of his tooth.
第27节说呢，如果他打掉了他男仆或者是女仆的一个牙，他就因为他的牙放他去得以自由。
Frankly, I'd rather lose a tooth than an eye.
坦率地说呢，我宁愿掉一个牙，也不愿意失去眼睛。
And if I were sentenced to 5 more years slavery and I lost a tooth, I might think it was a rather good deal.
这个呢，如果我被判呢要做5年的奴隶，那么说呢，我失去了一颗牙，那么说呢，我就可以得自由，这是一个好的交易。
But if you lose an eye,
那如果你失去一只眼呢？
Verse 28, if an ox gores a man or a woman to death, then the ox shall surely be stoned, and its flesh shall not be eaten, but the owner of the ox shall be acquitted.
第28节，如果牛处死男人或女人，就用石头打死那牛，却不可吃它的肉，牛的主人可算无罪。
But verse 29, if the ox tended to thrust with its horn in time past, and it has been made known to his owner, and he has not kept it confined, so that it has killed a man or a woman, the ox shall be stoned, and its owner also shall be put to death.
第29节，倘若那牛素来是畜人的，有人报告了牛主，他竟不把牛拴着，以至于把男人或者是女人处死，就要用石头打死那牛，牛主也必致死。
So if you had a few cattle and you had an ox in that group and that ox was known to charge people and possibly kill people, what would you do?
如果呢，你有几个牲口，牲口呢，你有一个牛的话呢，这个牛呢，它经常攻击人呢，有可能把人呢弄死。那么你的这个牛呢，应该怎么办？
Well, you'd either tie the ox up so that it couldn't charge, or you would kill the ox and have a good feast and eat the ox, but don't possibly allow that ox out where he might kill someone.
比如说你们那些说是你有可能要把这个牛拴着，拴着呢，就是说它就不能出去攻击人，或者说你把这个牛杀了，杀了吃一场丰盛的牛宴，然后呢，或者说这样的话呢，你不要让它出去，有这样呢，它有可能杀死人。
Does that ever happen?
这个从来发生过吗？
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a few years ago, Norm and I went to the funeral of our friend who was killed by his ox.
几年前呢，就是说我和 Norman 去参加一个人的葬礼，那个人就是被牛给杀的。
Now it wasn't somebody else's fault. The ox that killed the man was the ox that was owned by the man. He owned the very ox that killed him.
也并不是其他人的错，这个人呢，他是拥有这头牛，他自己的牛把他自己给杀死。
What a tragedy!
多么大的个悲剧了！
Don't spend your life doing things that have the potential of calamity. Stay away from that.
所以呢，不要把你的人生呢，发在那样一个就是有这样的潜在的可能性，让你陷入灾祸的。
Okay, if you have to have a farm animal, then get a sheep rather than an ox, because people don't usually get killed when the ram rats hits them, but they could get killed when the ox hits them. You be careful.
所以，如果你要养什么呢？那你就养羊，不要养牛，因为通常呢，一个人呢，他不会被一只羊给撞死，但是通常呢，也会被牛给撞死。
If there is verse 30. If there be is imposed on him a sum of money, then he shall pay to redeem his life whatever is imposed on him.
第30节说，若罚他一笔钱，他必照所罚的赎他的命。
Whether it has gored a son or gored a daughter, according to this judgment, it shall be done to him.
所以第31节，牛无论出了人的儿子或是女儿，必照这例办理。
If the ox gores a manservant or a maidservant, he shall give to their master 30 shekels of silver, and the ox shall be stoned.
32节，牛若出了仆人或是女仆，必将银子30克舍勒给他们的主人，也要用石头把牛打死。
All right, verse 33. If a man opens a pit, or if a man digs a pit and does not cover it, and an ox or a donkey falls in it, the owner of the pit shall make it good. He shall give money to the owner, but the dead beast shall be his.
第33、34节，33节说，一个人若敞着坑口或挖坑不遮盖，有牛或驴掉在里头，并仅主要拿钱赔还原主人，死的牲畜要归他。
All of which says, when you're living life, live it in such a way that you're not a hazard to anybody. Remember, some people might fall. Some people might get into trouble. Don't live a potentially dangerous life.
所以呢，这些所有的告诉我们呢，你要活出一个人生的，不要对其他的人呢产生这样的危害，你不要做一些潜在的有可能伤害其他的人的事情，不要让其他人的生命陷入危险。Verse
35, if one man's ox hurts another so that it dies, then they shall sell the live ox. Then they shall sell the live ox, divide the money from it, and the dead ox shall they also divide.
第三，我觉得这人的牛若伤了那人的牛，以至于死，他们要卖了活牛，平分价值，也要平分死牛。
Or if it was known that the ox tended to thrust in time past, and its owner has not kept it confined, he shall surely pay ox for ox, and the dead beast shall be his own.
第三十六节，人若知道这牛素来是畜人的，主人竟不把牛拴着，他必要以牛还牛，死牛要归他自己。
How is life to be lived?
你怎样要去活呢？
A pleasant society to live in is a life where people care about others, they live responsibly, and where they fail to live up to their responsibility, they make restitution for what they have done, and if it's not an easy restitution, they get to be slaves.
这个里面的一个令人愉快的这样的一个社区呢，每个人呢都要活出他的责任呢，他们要互相关心爱护。如果有些人呢，就是说是没有负起上责任的话呢，他们必须呢要做出赔偿。Now,
we don't see many instances of this today, but the logic is very simple. The rules of the law are that we should do what is right. In our own personal lives, we should do what is right. But when somebody sins against us, don't enforce judgment yourself. Let God be the judge.
所以我们当今的就是这个我们要生活的这个规则呢，就是说是那你要去遵守这个社会的规则，不要让如果有些人呢，就是说是他那个攻击你的话，你自己不要去执行这个就是审判，要让神来。
So there was a man by the name of Bert Mast.
有个人，他的名字叫 Bert Mast.
Bert Mast is a good man. He lives in Lincoln, Nebraska now.
And Bert Mast 是一个好人，他现在住在 Lincoln, Nebraska.
He spent a lot of time recently in Angola. He's a missionary to Angola.
最近呢，花了大量时间在安哥拉，他是去安哥拉的一个宣教士。
And prior to that, he lived in the Congo, the Republic of the Congo.
在那之前呢，他住在刚果，是刚果共和国。
And so we make reference to him often. We send a lot of money from 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel to Bert Mast because of the good work he's doing for God.
我们经常提到他，经常提到呢，我们第十六届福音教会呢，给他大量的钱，因为他在那个地方呢，就是做了很好的神的工作。When
he was in Congo, a number of things happened to him.
因为当他在刚果的时候，那好几件事情发生在他身上。He
showed us a picture here one night of his beautiful brand new truck. I'm not sure whether it was a Toyota or a Range Rover. It was a lovely vehicle.
因为呢，有一天呢，在这个晚上呢，他给我们看了一张非常的他的那个车的漂亮的照片。我确定呢，是丰田的呢，还是 Range Rover 的一个卡车，非常漂亮的卡车。Things
got so bad in Congo when he was there that he had to flee with his wife. They just got a few suitcases, got on the plane, and left the country.
这个里面呢，在那个刚果当时呢发生了非常不好的事情，所以呢，他和他的妻子呢必须马上逃离，所以呢，他和他妻子呢只带了几个手提箱就去到了机场。I
said to him, Bert, whatever happened to that nice truck you have?
我说，那 Bert， 那个你看那个漂亮的车怎么样了
？He said, I don't know. He said, I left it in Congo. Maybe he said the government stole it, or some people stole it, or maybe they torched it. I don't know what happened to it.
因为那个邻居说，我不知道那个车到底发生什么了。也许那刚果的政府呢偷了，也许其他人偷了，也许有人把它拆了。我不知道这个车到底怎么样了。
I said, "What do you think of? What do you think of the Congo?"
我说你怎么看刚果？
He said, "I learned in the Congo that there's only one thing worse than bad government. There's good government and bad government. What's worse than bad government?"
但是呢，我在那里学会呢，就是只有一件事，坏政府啊，比那个好政府要好。那么什么比坏政府更糟呢？
He said, "No government."
他说无政府。
That's Congo.
这就是刚果。
No government when he was there.
但他在那时候无政府。
So God has laws for the government. And we say, frankly, I'd like to live in Israel in the days of these laws being enforced. Would have been a nice, quiet, peaceful country to live in.
因为神呢讲了很多关于政府的事情，我们说呢，我们想住在当时以色列在的时候的这样一个有政府的一个社区，那是有平安。
But where there is no government and there is no law, the best thing you can do is get out of the country, which is what Burton Lewis Mass had to do.
所以如果你没有政府、没有法律的话呢，就是你要做的最好的方式呢，就离开那个国家，就像那个伯特离开刚果一样。Now
what are the laws regarding theft? So Exodus chapter 22.
因为其中呢，就是说是另外一个律法呢，就是关于那个赔偿的。我们在出埃及记第22章。
If a man steals an ox or a sheep and slaughters it or sells it, he shall restore 5 oxen for an ox and 4 sheep for a sheep.
也就是说，人若偷牛或羊，无论是宰了是卖了，他就要以5牛赔1牛，4羊赔1羊。
That's pretty good logic, isn't it?
这是个很好的逻辑，是不是？
If you steal something, you just pay back 4-fold or 5-fold.
所以呢，如果你偷了什么东西呢，你要赔偿的是5倍或者4倍。
Shoplifting is a big thing.
所以这个呢，
in the world today.
这个里面呢，就是说，你如果这样呢，在世界上是一个大的事情。
If you stole $500 worth of stuff from the store.
如果你从那个就是说是商店里偷了价值500块钱的东西。
And they caught you at the door.
他们在门口抓住你了。
And they say, "You just stole this $500. You didn't pay the wicket on the way out. You stole this $500."
所以你刚刚偷了500块钱，你在出商店的时候你没有付账，所以你刚刚偷了500块钱。
Now what would the thief probably say today?
所以当今的那些强盗会怎么说？
He'd probably say, "Oh, I'm awfully sorry. You can keep it."
所以他们会说，啊，我非常抱歉，那你拿回去吧。
But in the days of these laws, what would they say? They'd say, "Mister, you were attempting to steal $500. You must give us $2,000 right now, or we'll sell you into slavery."
那么说，如果在那个时候，这个时候发生的那样事情，你偷了500块钱，他们会怎么说呢？他们说你偷了500块钱，现在你要赔2000块钱。如果你不赔的话，马上把你卖去做奴隶。
Do you think there might be a decline in shoplifting if we had rules like that today?
所以呢，如果你是认为呢，如果我们今天呢有这样的，就是说是这样的规则的话呢，会不会就很少人偷东西了？
There are countless stores in the United States today.
所以在今天的美国有无数的故事。
That have gone broke or are going broke because of shoplifting, and as I've told you many times, I think it's California. If you shoplift less than $1,000, probably they won't even listen to you in court. They just say, "Oh, too bad."
因为里面的意思是，在当今呢，有很多商店在美国呢，他们正要破产或者已经破产了，因为那些呢就是抢劫商店的那些人去偷商店的东西。就是说，如果当今呢，你在美国你偷的东西呢低于900块钱，他们会说哦，没事，你可以自由了。
Verse 2, if the thief is found breaking in, and he is struck so that he dies, there shall be no guilt for his bloodshed.
第二节说呢，人若遇见贼挖窟窿，把贼打死，以至于死，就不能以他为流人血的。
What's that say about the rights of a felon, the rights of the man who does the wrong thing?
所以这个里面对那些就是说是做了错事的人，他的权利是怎么样的？
If he's killed, the man who kills him will not be guilty because he was doing something illegal. He broke in, and he therefore had no right to live.
所以呢，如果他把这个人打死了，因为这个人呢在做错的事情，他呢就是奸，他刚刚闯入，他做了错事，你把他打死了，你没有罪。
Verse 3, if the sun has risen on him, there shall be guilt for his bloodshed. He should not make full restitution. If he has nothing, then he shall be sold for his theft.
所以第三节说，若太阳升起照在他身上，就要以他为流人血的。贼若被抓，总要全数归还。如果他一无所有，就要被卖，顶他所偷的物。He
is to be, he is to make full restitution. And if not, he should be sold as a slave for his theft. That's the principle.
他要呢，就全数归还。如果他一无所有呢，他就要被卖，顶他做的偷的物去做奴隶。
If the theft is certainly found alive in his hand, whether it is an ox or a donkey or a sheep, he shall restore double.
第四节，若确实发现他所偷的或牛或驴或羊仍在他手下存活，他就要双倍赔还。
God's laws are there must be responsibility and there must be restitution for that which is wrong.
神的律法呢，就是说呢，必须要负起责任来。如果呢，他做错了什么事情，必须要去赔偿。
Verse 5, if a man causes a field or a vineyard to be grazed and lets loose his animal and it feeds in another man's field, he shall make restitution from the best of his own field and the best of his own vineyard.
第五节说，一个人若在田间或者葡萄园里放牲畜，任凭牲畜上别人的田里去吃，就必拿自己田间上好的和葡萄园里上好的赔还。
Verse 6, if fire breaks out and catches in thorns so that stacked grain, standing grain, or the field is consumed, he who kindles the fire shall surely make restitution.
第六节说呢，若点火焚烧荆棘，以致将别人堆积的禾捆、站着的庄稼，或者是田园都烧尽了，那点火的必要赔还。
Now you take all this logic and you bring it into today to you and me.
因为你想想这所有的逻辑，你把它今天呢带到我你我这里来。
And all of us have sinned against God.
我们所有人呢都对神犯了罪。
What are the consequences of our sin against God?
我们呢就是说是我们的罪，针对神来说呢，对神犯的罪的后果是什么了？
And the consequences, the soul that sinneth, it must die.
所以呢就是说是后果呢是那样一个灵魂呢必须死。
We have not necessarily sinned any of the sins we've read about today, but we have all sinned before God.
所以我们还没有看到我们今天呢所有的犯过的罪，但是我们所有人呢都对着神犯了罪。
And we haven't always stolen from our neighbor, but we've often stolen from God.
所以我们并不经常从我们的邻居那里偷东西，但是我们都从神那里偷了东西。
And we often have found ourselves unable to make adequate restitution to our neighbors. How much more are we unable to make adequate restitution to God?
对，我们呢，就是通常呢，发现呢，我们不能给我们的邻居呢足够的赔偿。那么说呢，我们岂不更不能给神更多的赔偿吗？
And the whole principle of the New Testament is that the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross to save the sinners from the consequences and the restitution that they must make.
你这个神整个圣经的这样的一个原则，那是这样的。我们的主耶稣基督呢，就是他在十字架上为我们而死，就是说是饶恕了我们的罪，就是为我们的罪的后果呢，做出了赔偿。
So if a man stole an ox, what did he have to repay?
如果一个人偷了牛，他应该赔什么
？Five ox.
五头牛。
If he stole the sheep, had to what did he have to repay?
如果他偷了一只羊，他应该赔多少？四个。
Okay. If he was caught with an ox or an ass in the process of stealing it, what did he have to do?
如果他在偷的过程中被抓住了，他应该赔多少呢？赔两倍。
Pay double. Okay. Now, when Jesus went to the cross to pay for your sin, how much did he have to pay?
因为当主耶稣基督上十字架为你的罪赔偿的时候，他要赔多少
？Did he just have to pay a simple penalty for your sin? You stole $10. He repays $10.
他是不是简单的，只是说是为你偷的价值去付账呢？就是如果你偷了十块钱，他会赔你十块钱呢
？If you stole $10, did he have to repay $20?
如果你偷了十块钱呢，他必须呢赔20块钱。
Excuse me. If you stole $10, would he have to pay $40?
如果你就是偷了十块钱，他必须付40块钱吗
？If you stole $10, would he have to repay $50?
如果你偷了十块钱，他必须付上50块钱吗
？How much payment? How much evil are the consequences of your sin?
所以那就是说是你的罪的后果有多少邪恶在里面呢
？When Jesus died on the cross, he paid far more than your sin. He paid double, four times, five times. He paid. When Jesus went to the cross, it hurt.
那当主耶稣基督呢，他在十字架上为你而死的时候呢，他付的赎价的远远超过你的就是说所犯的罪，他付了2倍、4倍、5倍。那么是当主耶稣基督在十字架上的时候很痛的。
He had to pay for all your sin and much more.
他还要为你，他必须为你所有的罪付上赎价，还有更多。
And that for every man and woman and child born into this earth.
这个呢，是为呢每一个男人、每一个女人和孩子，一直有史以来在地上出生的。
Have you thanked him?
你有没有感谢他
？For what he's done for you?
你没感谢他为你所做的
？Do you say, Lord, if Jesus hadn't saved me, I would never have been redeemed. I would have just been a slave of the devil, both now and for all eternity. Lord, I choose to thank you for what you've done for me.
因为就是说，你说呢？如果主呢，他还没有拯救我的话呢，我就会一直是那个罪，是魔鬼的那个奴隶。现在直到永恒里，我都是。那么现在呢，我们要感谢主，感谢主把我们救出来了。
Why do we have these meetings?
我们为什么要有这些学习呢
？To tell people the good news. Jesus died to pay the price.Of all my sin, that's good news.
所以就告诉别人福音，主耶稣基督呢，他为我们而死，那就是我所有的罪都付上赎价，这是好消息，是福音。
All right, verse 7, chapter 22, verse 7. If a man delivers to his neighbor's money or articles to keep, and it's stolen out of the man's house, if the thief is found, he shall pay double.
第七节，一个人若将钱或家具交给邻舍看守，这物从那人的家被偷去，若把贼找到了，贼要双倍赔还。
If the thief is not found, then the master of the house shall be brought to the judges to see whether he has put his hand into his neighbor's goods.
第八节说，若找不到那贼，那家主就要被带到审判官那里，要看看他拿了邻舍的物件没有。
For any kind of trespass, whether it be concerning ox or donkey, sheep, clothing, or any other kind lost thing which another claims to be his, the cause of both parties shall come before the judges, and whomever the judges condemn shall pay double for his neighbor.
理解就是说两个人的案件，无论是什么过患，或是为牛、为驴、为羊、为衣裳，或是为什么失掉的物，有一人说这是我的，双方就要来到审判官面前，审判官定谁有罪，谁就要双倍偿还他的邻居。
So what are we to do? We're to be responsible for our own things, and if someone leaves something with us, we've got to take care of it as if it were our own.
所以这个里面呢，就是说我们应该怎么做呢？我们要为自己的事情呢要负责任。那么说呢，如果有些人呢把东西呢交给我们看管的话，我们要像看管自己的东西那样去看管。
Verse 10, if a man delivers to his neighbor a donkey, an ox, a sheep, or any beast to keep, and it dies, is hurt, or driven away, no one seeing it, then an oath of the Lord shall be taken between them both, that he has not put his hand into his neighbor's goods, and the owner of it shall accept that, and he shall not make it good.
第十一节说呢，那看守的人要凭着耶和华起誓，手里未曾拿临世的物，物主就要罢休，看守的人不必赔还。
So it's interesting to me that the Lord deals with all of these issues.
也对我来说非常有意思呢，主呢，他呢，针对这些所有的问题。
It is possible that you could lend something or give something to someone to keep for you, and that person could cheat you.
所以这个是有这种可能性的。如果你给某个人呢，或者说是你借给某人东西呢，他有可能会欺骗你。
And the answer is, God care about that.
答案是神呢关心这样的事情。
Yes, he does care about that.
当然了，
And he's going to deal with it.
他是要关心这样的事情，他也要解决这些事情。
So I'm not sure where we stop reading. Was it the end of verse 10? Let's try 11. Then an oath of the Lord shall be between them both, that he has not put his hand into his neighbor's goods, and the owner of it shall accept that, and he shall not make it good. But if in fact it is stolen from him, he shall make restitution to the owner of it. If it is torn to pieces by an animal, then he shall bring it as evidence. He shall not make good that which was borne. But if the man borrows anything from his neighbor, and it becomes injured or died, the owner of it not being with it, he shall surely make it good. But if the owner was with it, he shall not make it good. If it was hired, it came for his hire.
你看看那第十一节，他看，那看守的人要凭着耶和华起誓，手里未曾拿临时的物，物主就要罢休，看守的人不必赔还。第十二节，若是从他那里被偷去呢，他就要赔还物主；若是被撕碎了，看守的要带来当作证据所撕的。不必赔还。一个人若向邻舍借什么，所借的会受伤会死，物主没有同在一处，借的人总要赔还。第十五节，但是若物主同在一处，他就不必赔还；若是雇的，也不必赔还。本是为雇价来的。
So, this is sort of dealing with many aspects of life.And the aspects are, we are responsible to live as responsible and moral agents in all of our relationships. We should all be fair with one another and care for one another and help one another. We all are brethren. And it should be that way, not just with Christians, but with everybody else. We must be exemplary citizens.Responsible citizen.
在这个里面，所有的告诉我们在人生的很多方面呢，我们都要负起责任来。在这些方面呢，就是说我们相处的时候呢，我们都要那个和睦的相处，要负起责任来。尤其是说，像我们作为基督徒呢，基督徒呢，我们都是弟兄姊妹，我们要互相爱，我们要互相关照，要互相照顾。所以呢，我们每个人呢，要在我们的社区里活出一个榜样来。
Verse 16, if a man entices a virgin who is not betrothed and lies with her, he shall surely pay the bride price for her to be his wife.
第十六节说，一个人若引诱没有订婚的处女与他躺卧，他总要交出聘礼娶她为妻。
If a man entices a woman and lies with her,He, in effect, is saying, I must marry you, And I will be happy to pay the price of marrying you.
这个呢，如果一个人引诱那没有订婚的处女，就他倘若他这个意思呢，就是说他要去娶这个人为妻，而且呢，为了娶她为妻，他也要付上聘礼。
Verse 17, if her father utterly refused to give her to him, he shall pay money according to the bride price of virgins.
第17节，若他的父亲绝不肯将女子给他，他就要按处女的聘礼交出钱来。
We live in a society that says if two people agree that they want to do anything, they can go and do it, doesn't matter what the consequences. God says there are consequences. There are consequences in everything you do, especially in the area of morals. You must live responsibly, and you will pay the price for living responsibly.
所以我们当今的社会说呢，如果两个人都没意见，他们都同意，他们做什么事儿都没有问题。所以呢，但是神说呢，不是这样的，每个人呢都要负起责任来。你如果你做任何事情都必须有后果，你要对所有你做出的事情的后果都要负责任。Is
there any hope for our society?
所以我们当今社会有任何的盼望吗？
Our moral responsibility so low.
我们的那个道德的那个职责呢，标准非常低。
I hardly know what to say, so I will keep on going. It's pretty obvious. God says, one man, one woman, in marriage, and nothing else.
所以我不知道该说什么，我想继续说，神的法律是一夫一妻，中间不可以有任何其他的人。Who's
teaching our children that?
谁，当今谁教我们的孩子这样的事情？Is
that what they learn when they go to school?
是当他在学校学到的吗？
Absolutely not.
绝对不是。
Where are they going to learn it?
那么他在哪里学习呢？
We don't preach it every Sunday.
我们不是每个星期天都讲这个的。
Where are they going to learn it?
他们会在哪里去学呢？
Two places.
两个地方。
Number one, they're going to learn it when mommy and daddy say, that's not how you live.
因为他们呢，学到的就是说，当爸爸妈妈说呢，你应该这样去生活。
Mommy and daddy, aunt, granny and grandpa. That's the biblical principle. Mommy and daddy teach it. Granny and grandpa teach it. That is what's got to be. We've got to teach our children the consequences of disobedience.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是啊，这就是孩子学，他从他父母那里学，圣经里也是这样讲的。父母呢，应该去教导孩子，那祖父母呢，也应该教导孩子。那么说呢，我们这里呢，就是要教导我们的孩子，他们不应该去做什么。
How else are they going to learn it?
他们要学，要花多长才学到的？
They're going to learn when they read the Bible.
其他地方他学到，他们都读圣经的时候能够学到。Do
all the children read the Bible every day?
所以所有的孩子每天都读圣经吗？
If you read the Bible every day, you're going to get to these verses.
所以如果你每天读圣经，你会读到这些经文的。
And when a child reads these verses, he says, I don't understand very much, but I better be very careful who I play with. I better be very careful what I do.
所以当一个孩子呢，他读到这些经文的时候，不一定完全理解。他就是说呢，我必须呢要非常小心的，我去玩什么，我去做什么。And
it's true, isn't it? The more you read the Bible, the more you understand.
所以这个也是个事实，是不是？你读圣经越多，你就越理解。But
if you don't read the Bible, how are you going to get it? If the children don't read their Bibles, how are they going to learn it?
如果你不学圣经呢，你怎么学到呢？如果孩子呢，他们不读圣经呢，他怎么可以学到呢？
So do you know what they did in the days of Joshua?
你知道他们在约书亚的那个年代，他们做的是不是？
Every 7 years in the year of release, the entire nation came together. All the old people, all the middle-aged people, all the youth. All the children, they all came together, and this book of the law, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, it was read to them. Everybody listening to the proclamation of the truth of God. They didn't all have Bibles, but they all had to listen when they were read, and it was read over and over and over, so that people were able to quote it.
因为里面就是在他们那个年代呢，每隔七年到了安息年的那一年的时候，他们所有的人，不管老人啊、孩子还是男男女女，他们都聚到一块儿，聚到一块儿呢，开始学习这些书。这些书呢，就是说《创世纪》《出埃及记》，然后《利未记》《民书记》《生命记》。这个时候呢，他们那个时候这些已经赐给他们了，但是他们并没有不一定写下来，但是他们会先。讲他们每天就是每到那年的不停的先讲，不停的先讲，然后人们呢甚至到一个程度呢，他们甚至都能够把这些律法呢都给背下来。
Well, let's look at the next one. We don't have much time. We'll get a verse or two here. Verse 18, you shall not permit a sorceress to live.
因为我们就是说是第十八节，行邪术的女人不可容她存活。
So, you're in the shopping mall, and there's a woman sitting at a table, and she says to you, excuse me, but would you like me to tell you your future?
所以呢，就是在购物中心里，有个女的坐在那里面前有个桌子，她说，哎，你想我告诉你将来吗？
And she says, I've got supernatural powers, I can tell your future.
她说，我有超自然的力量，我可以告诉你的将来。
And what would you say to her?
你怎么对她说？
You'd say, would you like me to tell you your future?
你说你愿不愿意我告诉你你的未来呢？
The Bible says you should be put to death before you get home tonight.
所以圣经说呢，你今天回家之前呢，你应该被杀掉。
That's what the Bible says.
是圣经说的。
And if you don't get put to death before you get home tonight, on judgment day, you will wish you had been put to death before you got home tonight, because if you didn't get put to death today,You would sin tomorrow too, and you'd have to pay for it.
所以他说呢，如果呢你今天回家之前没有被杀死，但是在审判日的时候呢，你会希望你今天呢在回家之前被杀死，因为如果你今天在回家之前被杀死呢，你就没有被杀死，你就会在明天犯继续更多的罪，你就会受更多的惩罚。
We all kinds of evil in our society. God says, don't allow it in your society.
所以在我们的社会里有很多的邪恶，神说呢，不要允许这些邪恶存在你们的社会里。
We live in an age, just in the last few years, we live in the age where all kinds of people are moving out of one country to another, out of one part of the country to another, because wickedness is so prevalent in their country, part of the country, they don't want to live there.
所以我们当今生活的这个社会呢，大多数人呢，从一个国家呢搬到另一个国家，那个呢，从一个国家的一个部分搬到另一个部分。那么说呢，因为他们所在的那个就是地区或者国家的那种邪恶呢如此的大，他们甚至都不想住在那里。
When I was a boy, our father was a banker.
当我还是个小男孩的时候呢，我们的爸爸是个银行从业者。
He banked in a smaller building downtown, and it was a good branch. They made lots of money in that branch. It was a good branch of the bank.
其实呢，他当时呢，就是银行办公地点呢，在市中心的一个小小的建筑里面。那个就是说，那个支行呢，是一个非常好的支行。他们那个支行呢，赚了很多钱。
You can't go near that building today because the evil society in Vancouver has completely surrounded that community, and an ordinary person like you and me wouldn't even want to walk down the street.
今天呢，你甚至都不能接近那个建筑物，因为这个是整个温哥华的那些邪恶的人呢，都围绕着那个社区。就是说，像你我这样的普通人呢，甚至我们都不想在那个大街上走路。
What happened?
二是什么
？Two things. Number one, our society said that kind of sin isn't that bad.
因为第一个呢，就是我们当今社会说那样的罪不并没有那么坏。
And number two, we're not going to enforce righteousness on those who break the law.
第二个呢，我们今天呢不去执行那种审判的那些那违法的人。
All right. Well, we've gone quickly today over many of these laws. They've taught us a couple of things. Number one. We are responsible for what we do.
所以呢，好吧，我们今天呢学得很快。那呢就是说是律法呢告诉我们很多事。第一个呢就是说我们对我们自己所做的事情要负责任。Number
two, restitution must be paid.
所以呢，第二个赔偿呢必须要付。Number
three, there's forgiveness with Jesus. When we say, Lord, I repent, I want you to change me. I want to be born again. I don't want that anymore. I want to be a new person in Christ Jesus, and he will save those who come to him.
所以这个第三个呢，就是这在主耶稣基督那里，你可以得到你的罪，可以得到赦免。所以呢，我们每个人呢，都要来到主耶稣基督这里。我们说呢，我们要重生，我们要活出一个新的人生，我们要主耶稣基督呢，饶恕我们一切的罪。So
Lord, we want to thank you for your laws.
所以主啊，我们感谢您的律法。But
we want to thank you more for your mercy.
但是我们更要感谢您的怜悯。And
we want to thank you that you sent Jesus.
我们感谢您呢，您差来了主耶稣。And
Lord, each of us in humility would say, Lord, I deserve death, but I want to thank you that Jesus died for me, and therefore I want to live for him.
所以主啊，我让我们每个人足够的谦卑说呢，我该死，但是呢，我想要主耶稣基督呢，他拯救我，他为我而死，我要为他而活。So
thank you, Lord, for making these things clear.
所以主啊，感谢您把这些事讲得清楚。And
we give thanks again in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们再次献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.